It's May now, so we pretty much have daylight 18 hours a day. I love this time of year. The bugs aren't out yet. It's still cold at night, but the promise of summer is amazing. I was in Toronto for university for the academic year, but I'm back home now, and it feels good to be home. Toronto's fine and all, but it's not the same. I just feel so free here. Before leaving Toronto, I met with a school group that had all sorts of questions about the North. They seemed so excited to learn about me and my land and my culture, and I felt really proud of who I am and where I'm from. It wasn't always like this. I'm half Aboriginal, which I know now means I'm all Aboriginal, but I didn't always know that. I think I spent a lot more of my youth trying to forge my identity. My friends with two Aboriginal parents knew exactly who they were. My friends with two non-Aboriginal parents knew exactly who they were. I guess I just had a few more questions in my head. But Mom and Dad raised me to know my culture. My culture is me, and I am my culture. Do you know what I mean? It's like, even when I'm away from the North, my heart is still here. It's hard to explain. Like I can still hear the stories and the beat of the drum. We've got our challenges in the North. Diamond mines, oil and gas, climate change. But they're not as in your face as you might think. When the elders tell stories, so much has changed. And yet, some people never change. I think the North scares a lot of non-Aboriginal people away. The bugs and the cold have helped keep a sense of a frontier. So we're claiming our land, our place names. It wasn't so hard. It confuses people who have been away for a long time and then come back. But they catch on pretty quickly. I think a lot about the future. I think a lot about the past, too. The past is always with us. Sometimes I think about another wave of colonialism moving north, with the same sense of entitlement that brought them across Canada, driven by a subconscious narrative. At least their stories are clear. Some people come claiming that this is their land, but they have no stories to prove it.